Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. I am your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and it's always a blessing on this Sabbath day just to share the word and partake of God's word. We have been continuing our session on prayer. I think we're about a year and a half into the session. But right now, we are actually finishing up how to pray for our loved ones. And just in the past, we have talked about our concern for our wife, our husband, our children, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, relatives, close friends, who are the close friends who are like family to us and our family. You know, how do we pray? More than Lord save them. But in addition, there are also certain principles in the scriptures we've talked about in past sessions, which show us how to pray precisely and according to the word, and also how to pray in that spiritual authority. And we've discussed the role of the warrior priest. And so we know that no warfare without priesthood. So we discussed that, and you can go back on those details. And, for example, one of the points there was how Joshua sends priests and armed men around Jericho before the wall come down, and how Jehoshaphat sends the Levites. And then the next point we talked about is our role as priests, how we present God to man, but we present man to God, and being a priest to our loved ones and our family, for the unbelieving spouse, the unbelieving parents, household salvation, and so forth. So please, you know, the word of God, it always bears repeating because we get it in our spirit. And, you know, it said before we remember some things, we need to hear it three times. And maybe some things we forget. You know, it's always good that we're able to listen and then listen and then listen again. And so last week, I really enjoyed the session. It was on the being the firstborn and all of what God says about that. So we're going to move along. And we also talked about the priesthood of friendship, the covenant that we have with our brothers and sisters. But today, we're going to finish the last portion of preparing for the priestly intercession and the hindrances. And then the next point we'll be talking about is exercising fearful spiritual warfare for our family. So here we're the warrior priest. And I don't know how far we'll get today, but just for the future points that we'll be making in reference to praying and believing for our loved ones to be saved, it's praying the hedge of thorns for wayward loved ones, and we give examples of that, and praying for household salvation, as well as travailing prayer, and praying from the reference of binding and loosing. Now, this may be another extended 2 or 3 months just on this portion. But when we finish this session, for those of you who are following, we're talking about prayers that the next part is prayers of healing. But we will pray about this. I really wanted to go in the direction of following the pattern of the Lord's Prayer that we pray so much. It's one of my daily routines out of Matthew 6. 9 through 13, just the detail of what God's names mean, and the hallowed be thy name, praying in God's name, and our Father in heaven, and what those actual perspectives and the scriptures mean, and how we're to follow instruction on that. So we'll be doing either or. But let's go ahead today, and thanks again so much for tuning in. Now let's talk about praying for a priestly intercession. Just some of the hindrances that are there. And one of the things we have to cleanse ourselves from sin Because if we have sin in our lives, number one, it opens up the door for the enemy to come in. And then a lot of times we don't receive the blessing because we have that sin there that's blocking the fullness of what God has for us to do and things that we may need to take care of in our personal life. So let's look at, 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Let's see, 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. And it says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing, now this is a part that we want to get, nothing will hinder your prayers. So, you know, how we treat people, how we treat our wives, our husbands, our spouses, our children, I even believe, I know the scripture is saying here, it's referencing the wives, but there can be a hindrance there. Now, I wanted to read this from the message. The same goes for you husbands. Be good husbands to your wives. Honor them. Delight in them as women that lack some of your advantages. So here it's referencing the advantages. In the NIV, it says the weaker one. But in the new life of God's grace, you're equal. Treat your wives then as equal. So your prayers don't run aground. Now here it's saying run aground. And then the reference that we're going to talk about today, now I really want you to take notes on this if you can. If not, just take mental notes. But the point here is running aground. What are you doing that's making your prayer run aground or hindering what you're supposed to be doing, are receiving the blessings of God that He has for you. So when you think of hindrance, I mean, what comes to your mind when you think about the word hindrance? Well, what does it mean to hinder? Well, let's look at that. To hinder, it says to cause delay. So you might, well, Lord, why am I not receiving this? Or why am I not doing that? Or why am I not, you know, there's a blockage there. Because here it's saying to hinder. It means you to delay, there's an interruption or a difficulty. It's hampering. It's impeding. So, So one of the examples that the definition uses is a storm hinders our progress to prevent from doing or acting or happening, to stop, to hinder man from committing to what God has for him to do. So we have to, our woman, to what God has them to do, because you've heard it said that we go to the next level, and then the next level, and the next level, and the next level, what God wants us to do, but He wants us to start here at ground zero to build in our lives, to take care of those things, or to pass this test to go to the next grade or to the next level, and so that we're not hindered. So back to the scriptures that we have here. So how it goes back to, how are you treating your wives, or is what the scripture is saying. So on that note, as we pray out, God, you know, whatever it is, cleanse us. You know, we did a series on the pressure points. If you get a chance to listen to that, go back. It's probably maybe 5 months back. But, you know, what is God putting His finger on, or the pressure points that He's putting, you know, on you, that like, ow, oh, that hurts, ow, you know, when you like you get a massage, you know, God, there were some things that God was saying this morning. Okay, this needs to be dealt with. You need to do this. Don't forget, you're flowing in these areas, but you need to do that. And even this morning, we have our Saturday class by phone, talking about the you know, losing weight, take care of your body, and you know, I did an analogy of people who become millionaires and hit the lottery. They normally what they become in a few years or months, even 90 days in some cases, they become poor again because it's not managed correctly. So just because we get money doesn't mean our problems cure, but also use the analogy of the Biggest Losers. They've gone back 6 years, and everyone that was on the Biggest Loser program, what they ended up doing was regaining the weight. And so why did that happen? It's because they didn't manage it. And so sometimes, you know, we think, oh, we have our schedule, but God is saying, okay, or we have our life and we're going through the flow of things and we're wondering why there's hindrance. Well, we have to continue to manage it. We have, you know, salvation is progressive. We don't arrive one day and say, oh, we're saved. We progress in walking out our salvation with fear and trembling, and with that comes repentance. You just can't stay at one place and you're treating your wife, you know, terrible, or you're treating this situation and you wonder why you're being hindered, because you have to cleanse yourself from those sins and keep a clear and clean slate. So that's what God is calling all of us to do, is to have that clear, that clean slate. So preparing for priestly intercession, there can be hindrances. There can be a blockage. So, you know, we have to just, you know, look, even with prejudice, prejudging it, and with other cultures, we have to love everybody and from our heart. Okay, now the next one, let's get some more of this good food here. For those of you who are tuning in, I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You're listening to Lifestyles for Lifetime Holiness. But let's take a look, those of you who have your Bibles or your electronics, let's look at Romans. We are talking about preparing for priestly intercession and hindrances are things that block us or set us back from receiving the manifestation of the fullness of what God has for us. And we can almost put this in every area of our lives, even within our finances or whatever. We have to make sure that we're cleansed from our sins, that we do things right, that we're in right standing. So let's look. So we have to dedicate ourselves as a living sacrifice. I'm going to start with verse 1 and just actually read that one scripture, Romans 12, 1. And I'm going to start with the message, and then I'll read it again in the NIV. So it says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God and say, it's an offering. And embrace what God does for you and the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down into levels of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-informed maturity in you. So God is saying to us in this instance, let's dedicate our bodies, ourselves, our life to Him. Even in personal situations that you have in your life, you are doing everything we do, we should be doing it unto the Lord. And so when we dedicate it to Him, even the situation I was praying about earlier, I was like, okay, God, we are your stewards. God, I'm your steward. I'm your handmaiden. And I want to be a good steward over everything you have me to do. And God, if I need to do this, I'm a living sacrifice to work unto you, to work for you, and it's yours. Now let's look at the NIV. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So as we prepare for our priestly intercession, and this is specifically targeted towards our loved ones as we opened up our families, you know, and of course some of our closest friends that are like family. We want to dedicate ourselves and our bodies to the work and to the purpose. And as the other translation, it included everything within the Message Bible and out that we're doing the work in kingdom business for Him. We just dedicate it. You know, you hear the saying, we're not working for men, but everything we do, we should be working unto the Lord, even though we have coverings that are there, you know, over us, and we honor them and honor our covering. But when we actually work, we are working unto the Lord and for the kingdom. So we have to pray in faith, and let's look at James and this is the next point that's brought out. James, we know he was a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the 12 tribes, it says, scattered among the nations. He says, greetings here. Consider it pure joy, verse 2. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who He's going to give it to you generously. So on that note, God, we just ask you through the situation and circumstances, you give us wisdom, God, generously and without finding fault. And He said, and I will give it to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. So he's going on, the point that we're bringing out here is that as a living sacrifice, we have to pray in faith and confidence and in boldness, believing for household salvation, that they will what? Gain the faith. Now let's go ahead and look at verse number 4. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high positions. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high positions, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with the scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away, and the crown of life that the Lord has promised. So here we may have the desire, sometimes then after it says the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and then it gives birth to death. But don't be deceived, your brothers and sisters, because every good and perfect gift is from God above. So we have to be able to know that everything that we have is from God. We give it back to Him, but we have to be able to keep the faith and know that everything we're doing is what? It's for the kingdom. And so there's a listening, but we also, he's talking about, we have to be doers of the word, but we also have to be able to walk in the faith, even during the trials and tribulations. And one of the other scriptures that is going to back that up is in John. And I'm just believing that you're believing for your family, and I'm believing with you. And there is power in agreement, and don't give up. Don't give up on that loved one. Maybe you're just like, Lord, you know, you're worried. Maybe they're out there in the streets. You don't know what they're going to do over the weekend. But just pray and stand in faith and make sure that we examine our hearts and we cleanse ourselves and we pray in faith and confidence and boldness and believe for household salvation, because God has that purpose and that plan for your family member, and He's just waiting on you. Now look here. It says in John 4 and 50, let's look at 53, John 4 and 53, and it says, when he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, yesterday at 1 in the afternoon, the fever had left. Oh, here it is. And the father realized that this was the exact time in which Jesus had said to him, your son will live. So he and his whole household believe. They have that household salvation. So even this very hour, we pray that your faith is increased, that you have the confidence and the boldness, and you believe for the household that they may gain faith. So in this portion of preparing, that those hindrances are not there, you're going to have to pray in faith and confidence and that boldness and believe and dedicate yourself as a living sacrifice and cleanse yourself from the sins that the enemy would try to bring up on you so he can block you from receiving the blessings and mainly seeing the manifestation of those blessings. And we just pray even in this very hour, for those of you who are listening, I want you to think of a loved one that you're wanting to see come to the fullness of God. And I just believe that that person, the people, are going to come into household salvation and walk in those divine blessings that God has for us. Now, the next point is, and I want you to get this, you have to exercise spiritual warfare for your family. So we've talked about all the different priesthoods, but now there is a warrior priest. And let's just look at the scriptures. You know, we have to see what does the word say, because the sword of the Spirit, which is our sword, it's the word of God. It's what we fight with, and we can say, this is what the word says. As a warrior priest for God, this is what the Lord says about my family. And I'm going to walk in that blessing, and I'm going to see the manifestation with the blessings. So Nehemiah 4, and we'll skip through some of these, but we won't read the whole chapter. But just look at verse 4. It says, hear us, our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads and give them over as plunder in the land of captivity. Now let's skip down to verse 6. So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their hearts. So, and then let's read 7, and then we'll go to 13. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the people of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's wall had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very, what, angry. Now, let's look at, let's move down to verse 13. It says, therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Verse 14, it says, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. See, he's fighting for us in Jesus' name. I am so excited. We just have to follow those instructions. Now, it even gets even better. Let's look at verse 19 that says, and then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Now, listen to this. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, says, join us there. Our God will fight for us. Woo! He's fighting right now on your behalf. Hallelujah. So you have to exercise your spiritual authority for your family, even as warrior priests. Now, one of the things we do daily as prayers, and we've talked about this in previous sessions, I know daily we pray for that hedge to be around our family. So, and that's one thing that we want to talk about in this session is praying a hedge of protection. And within that, there are 5 aspects of that, and we will get into them hopefully today. Covering with the blood, using the name of Jesus, building a wall of defense, standing in the gap, and praying at angels to encamp around about the ministers. And I just realized, I said, oops, because we only have about 90 seconds. So we will continue there on that part on next week if the Lord says the same. But we will start there and see how far we get. But let's close with Job 1. So let's look at Job 1 and verse 5, and we will close with this. This week, pray a hedge around your children, your family, your spouse. But it says, when a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified, and early in the morning he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. And one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered, the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth it. And then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God, and he shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. And we're going to close with this. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? See, you bless the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. So Job has a hedge around him. So we just pray right now as we close. Father God, put your hedge around our family. Let your blood prevail over them. Let your blood cover them in the name of Jesus, because we know your name is a strong tower. And as we prepare, God, today, Lord, cleanse us from our sins, that we may not be blocked, that we may not be deterred, that we may not be hindered, that we may not be set back, because we devote ourselves as a living sacrifice, and we pray in faith and confidence and boldness, believing for household salvation. So I want you, in the name of Jesus, to see your family coming to church, to even speak over those young men and women, that they will be prophets and prophetess, that they will be evangelists and pastors and teachers and apostles, pastoring churches, walking in the blessing as you walk in the blessing. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll look forward to next week. Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness, and exercise your spiritual authority for your family and pray a hedge of protection over them. In Jesus' name, amen.